Something for the weekend on Saturday. Something a little bit different for you today. We're going to be speaking to Stephen O'Rourke, who's part of the Escort Chaperone team, who interview and select the Rose Escorts that come to Tralee in August. And as Stephen's on the phone, Stephen, morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
So you were an escort yourself, were you?
I was indeed. About 10 years ago now, I was an escort, Rose Escort myself down in Tralee.
Right.
And stayed involved ever since. So luckily to be asked back last year with a new team of escort chaperones. And our job is basically to advertise, interview and select the Lucky Rose escorts who get to go to Tralee in August.
Get the fellas in. So tell me this much, right? Is there criteria involved in being an escort?
Yeah, so I suppose there's the eligibility criteria is probably the most important one for anyone who's potentially interested. So it's, you know, to be born in Ireland or an Irish citizen or have an Irish connection. You can be male or identifying as male. And the main one, I suppose, is the age as well. It's between the ages of 21 and 32 is the age group for eligibility.
Now, this is a new thing now. Identifying as male.
Yeah, you can be male or identifying as male, yes.
Is that as of this year or has that been going on for a while?
That's going on for a while now, yeah.
Really? Never heard that. Okay. Your status. If you're going out with someone already or you're married, can you do it?
Not a problem at all. You can't be married.
Right.
But if you have a girlfriend or boyfriend, not a problem at all.
Okay. Does that cause a few problems?
Well, when it comes to people's personal relationships, that's not really for me to get involved. Some might be more confident than others when it comes to that.
I don't think I'd be too impressed. I'm off to be an escort at the... You're what?
Well, as we always say to people, you know, being a Rose escort, don't get me wrong, I know plenty of people who are now married who met through the festival, who have babies who met through the festival, which is fantastic. But the whole idea of being a Rose escort or being a Rose, you know, it's certainly not a matchmaking festival.
Okay.
And that's not the intention that people go down there for, you know. But, of course, it happens. And I've been to many weddings that I can attest to that.
Yeah, yeah. So the Roses that take part then in the Rose of Tralee, a lot of them would have boyfriends. So can they use their boyfriend as an escort or is it always kind of set up for them who will be their escort?
No, well, their boyfriend be more than welcome to apply to be an escort. But as the escort chaperone team, so we get a couple of, you know, hundreds of applications every year. We bring about 80 of them for a 3-person panel interview. From that, we take between 30 and 35 to a 3-day boot camp.
No
and
way.
Then from the boot camp, we take the 32 lucky escorts who go to Tralee.
As a former escort yourself then, Stephen, what are the top tips? What does the team look out for?
Good team players. They know that their role is to assist their Rose in any way. It's not about the escorts. The festival is the Rose of Tralee, not the escort of Tralee. So we're just looking for a good group of lads, men, to look after the Roses, know their role for the week, and basically have a great time. The reason I'm still involved 10 years later is because of the experience I got from it. You know, you're getting your 3-day boot camp, you're getting your 7 days in Tralee with, you know, all these balls, events, everything else that goes with it, concerts, and it's all included. And for me, personally, my biggest tip is just to make the most of it. And, you know, it's a lifelong experience and you make friends from all over the world. Because, of course, we have Roses from every corner of the world who have all these connections. So
sounds like a grown-up going to the Gaeltacht kind of thing. That kind of an experience for a grown-up.
I've never been to the Gaeltacht. I wish I did speak better Irish, so I can't really compare them, unfortunately.
Shaney Mac, how were you picked as an escort with no Gaeltacht? Come here, is there a cost involved?
Yes, there is a cost involved. So it's a €1,500 fee. Now, what we say on that is that's a sponsorship. So say for me, for example, I had two of the local shops in Waterford locally sponsor me at my time, one of them being Fitzgerald's Menswear and the other being BOR Construction. Mm. So they covered my fee. So it is €1,500, but obviously that covers your 3-day boot camp, your 7 days in Tralee, you know, all your passes to the events, your food, your accommodation, everything is covered in that. And we luckily have Benetti Menswear as a sponsor as well. So you'll get a suit or a tux as well out of it. So for what you get out of it, and then afterwards there's events in Germany. This year's group are going walking in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York. So there's a lot you get for that fee, you know?
Yeah. I remember hearing in the past stories about the Rose of Tralee where you'd actually have security outside the bedroom doors in the hotel to make sure there was no messing around happening between the escorts and the Rose, all in separate bedrooms. Is there any truth in that?
Well, I'm involved 10 years and even my first year, the Roses and escorts stay a good few miles apart.
So miles apart? Okay.
Yeah, like in totally different locations. So I think that may be a bit of a long tail.
Isn't that so funny? Because I had these images of, you know, them sneaking in the dead of night to try.
No. And one thing I can attest to is that the Roses themselves, their schedule during the Roses Relief Festival is, you know, they're on the go morning, noon, and night, and until their time of rest is very important to know. The escort roads are well apart, miles apart.
Yeah, that's so funny. And you were saying there about, you know, the escort, their real job is to assist the roads in any way they can. So what kinds of things would you have to do?
Yeah, so basically, you just mentioned the word security there. In a way, you know, down in Tralee during that week, the roses are, you know, they're the most popular people down there. Kids want the autographs, people want photos, you know, family and friends. And one of the main things with the escort is just kind of being there to not have them overwhelmed by people, keep them safe, and also to be, not be the bad guy, but be the one who says, you know, we have to go to the next event. It's a tight time schedule. And unfortunately, you know, the escorts are the ones who have to keep on top of that because the roads are too busy signing autographs, taking photos, or, you know, they obviously have the idea that they're going on RTE in 2 or 3 days' time in front of, you know, it's still one of the top 5 most watched shows in Ireland every year. So, you know, it's basically just to assist them in any way they can, really, to kind of get them through the experience and make it the best experience they can. I'd sum it up as that. The escort job is to make sure that at the end of the week, the rose looks back of the week being one of the best weeks of her life.
And do you have to have a party piece now to be an escort? Like in the interview, are you going to turn around and say to any of these lads, now do a little song there for me?
Funny enough, you asked that. So obviously we do the interviews, myself and the 3 other lads who are on the escort chaperone team. And we do often ask that question. And, you know, you'd be surprised how many have down that they can sing or they can play a tune. And then when you put them on the spot in front of 3 lads in the room, they might go a little quiet. But there's also some fantastic singers, musicians, comedians, actors. We've had them all. We do as well ask them, can they dance? Because there is the Rose Ball that's on every year and they have to do the 12-step waltz. So we do judge them on that now, I must say. But if they can't dance, don't worry. We do get lessons for them before Tralee.
Sounds like Joey Trappi. What's his name?
Joey Triviani from Friends.
Joey Triviani in Friends pretending he could speak Italian and then he got the part and was like, nun.
Yeah, we've had some funny experiences with that, I can say that. Yeah.
So listen, how can people apply? How can the lads apply?
Yeah, so you just go to the Rose of Tralee website, rosetralee.ie. The closing date for applications is the 22nd of April. Okay. So there's still plenty of time, but obviously the sooner you get it in, the better, and we'll be processing the application. And then basically we'll then contact everyone, let them know if they've been successful getting to the interview stage, and then they'll get all the details for the interviews. And as I said, from that we go to boot camp, and from that we go to the festival itself. And most importantly, the festival itself is from the 18th to the 22nd of August this year. So you have to be available all of them dates. You know, there's no exception for, unfortunately, if someone has an exam or has a dentist appointment, they have to be available full time, because obviously we can't have any roses with no rose escort for any period of time. So that's the only thing to be aware of, is the festival date, but it's all online.
Okay. But then also, you know, if you're taking the time out to do this, maybe if you have a sound employer who might actually even sponsor you to go and realise that you need to be off at those dates to go and attend things, that'd be great. Any sound employers out there who want to, you know, get one of the young lads heading off to the Rose of Tralee? Maybe think about that. Yeah.
That happens a lot, yeah. And exactly, and in return for their sponsorship, they get 2 tickets to the TV night as well, where we select the Rose Escort of the Year. So, you know, it can be great publicity for any business as well who wants to get involved.
Okay, fantastic. Stephen, you're very good. And it will get the word out for you. Thanks so much.
Really appreciate it. Have a good one.
See you now. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.